Hi everyone. This is a quick notice to help you stay safe on WhatsApp. Please take note that no one in Stream Globe will ever contact you, call you, or send you any message requesting for any code or any number to participate in any kind of meeting. That is a scammer's trick. Also, if you're on any of our WhatsApp groups and any member of your WhatsApp group sends you unsolicited personal messages, feel free to report such a person to WhatsApp and they will automatically be blocked from sending you further messages. You can also report such a person's number to an admin in your WhatsApp group so such people can be removed from the group. Please stay safe on WhatsApp and remember to share Stream Globe devotional with your friends and contacts on WhatsApp. Let's spread the gospel through this wonderful platform. We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text.
Hello and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled False Teachings About Grace, Part 1. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Jude chapter 1 verse 4. For certain men have secretly slipped in among you, men who long ago were marked out for the condemnation I am about to describe. Ungodly men who have turned the grace of our God into a license for evil, and who deny our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ. I have just read from the New English Translation Bible. Shola started getting uncomfortable with some doctrinal emphasis made in their church. First, there was this sound teaching about grace. Then certain emphases were made which inferred that God does not care about what we do. He only cares about what we believe. Later, teachings which inferred that no matter what Christians did, they cannot sin because they are now under grace and not under the law surfaced. As a result of this, sin was redefined to mean self-righteousness. The pervading moral decline was now palpable. Shola realized that he too started becoming quite careless with his spiritual life and was even now contemplating the sins he had long been delivered from. He was awakened to reality when his child took ill and he could not command the spiritual authority he once had. The teachers who came into the church using twisted messages about the grace to pervert the doctrine of Christ are still very much around today. Jude chapter 1 reveals that there were some teachers who came into the church with strange doctrines, and that same spirit is still around in the world today. How do we know these teachers? Their doctrines make you feel more like walking in the flesh than walking in the spirit. They engender self-centeredness and not kingdom-mindedness. They trivialize sin and tag righteousness as legalism. Their doctrines may appeal to the mind, but they starve the spirit of life. Because of this, over time, spiritual decline is perceived by those who have once enjoyed intimate fellowship with the Holy Spirit. All that is left is empty words with no power. Go into today knowing that anywhere the kingdom of God is preached, righteousness is promoted. And this is not righteousness by legalism, but this is righteousness that is consequent on the divine life. See Romans chapter 1, 14, verse 17 and Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Ask the Lord to deliver you from every doctrine that is not from Him in Jesus' name. Amen. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, but you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, I would encourage you to visit our website and click on the menu there that says, Are You Saved? That will lead you to a webpage where you will find resources that will help you grow. The audio for today's yearly Bible reading plan comes up next. Psalm 9 to Psalm 11.
Psalm 9 for the director of music to the tune of The Death of the Son, a Psalm of David.
I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. My enemies turn back. They stumble and perish before you, for you have upheld my right and my cause, sitting enthroned as the righteous judge. You have rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. Endless ruin has overtaken my enemies. You have uprooted their cities. Even the memory of them has perished. The Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment. He rules the world in righteousness and judges the peoples with equity. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Sing the praises of the Lord enthroned in Zion. Proclaim among the nations what he has done. For he who avenges blood remembers. He does not ignore the cries of the afflicted. Lord, see how my enemies persecute me. Have mercy and lift me up from the gates of death, that I may declare your praises in the gates of daughter Zion, and there rejoice in your salvation. The nations have fallen into the pit they have dug. Their feet are caught in the net they have hidden. The Lord is known by his acts of justice. The wicked are ensnared by the work of their hands. The wicked go down to the realm of the dead, all the nations that forget God. But God will never forget the needy. The hope of the afflicted will never perish. Arise, Lord. Do not let mortals triumph. Let the nations be judged in your presence. Strike them with terror, Lord. Let the nations know they are only mortals.
Psalm 10.
Why, Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? In their arrogance, the wicked hunt down the weak, catching them in the schemes they devise. They boast about the cravings of their hearts. They bless the greedy and revile the Lord. In their pride, the wicked do not seek him. In all their thoughts, there is no room for God. Their ways are always prosperous. Your laws are rejected by them. They sneer at all their enemies. They say to themselves, "Nothing will ever shake us." They swear, "No one will ever do us harm." Their mouths are full of lies and threats. Trouble and evil are under their tongues. They lie in wait near the villages. From ambush they murder the innocent. Their eyes watch in secret for their victims. Like a lion in cover they lie in wait. They lie in wait to catch the helpless. They catch the helpless and drag them off in their nets. The innocent are crushed. They collapse. They fall victim to superior strength. The wicked say to themselves, "God will never notice. He covers his face and never sees." Arise, Lord. Lift up your hand, O God. Do not forget the helpless. Why do the wicked revile God? Why do they say to themselves, "He won't call us to account"? But you, God, see the trouble of the afflicted. You consider their grief and take it in hand. The victims commit themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arms of the wicked and the evildoers. Call them to account for their wickedness that would not otherwise be found out. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations will perish from his land. You, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them and you listen to their cry, defending the fatherless and the oppressed, so that mere earthly mortals will never again strike terror.
Psalm 11 for the Director of Music of David.
In the Lord I take refuge. How then can you say to me, "Flee like a bird to your mountain"? For look, the wicked bend their bows, They set their arrows against the strings to shoot from the shadows at the upright in heart. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is on his heavenly throne. He observes everyone on earth. His eyes examine them. The Lord examines the righteous, but the wicked, those who love violence, he hates with a passion. On the wicked he will rain fiery coals and burning sulfur. A scorching wind will be their lot. For the Lord is righteous. He loves justice. The upright will see his face.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.